Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time.
Of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana, and over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
What's up, everybody? This is the infamous Bobby Black from High Times Magazine, and you're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Stay cool.
All my friends are stoners, lighting up all of the time. Everybody has a
Where are we doing this? Oh, right here?
Oh. Cool. Thanks.
Hello, stoners or friends of stoners. I think that should cover everyone, because if you're listening to this, either you like weed or you know someone who likes weed. Welcome to Pot's Greatest Hits, a stash of stand-up comedy. My name is Doug Benson, or DB to those of you who know my initials. I'm going to be your host for our humorous journey down Sensimilla Street. Most of this CD was recorded live at the M Bar in Hollywood, but we found some great material recorded at clubs around the country. So sit back, relax, and join me in a hit. Or grab your favorite beverage and enjoy Pot's Greatest Hits. This first guy is one of my all-time favorites. I think you'll recognize him with your ears. Holy crap! Who's high? Welcome to Pot's Greatest Hits. This is a night of pot humor that is being recorded for an album, or CD as they call them these days, that will be released sometime in the future. So you can sit and listen to it and go, that's my laugh right there. That's my not laughing right there. You can go back and reminisce about what you enjoyed and what you didn't enjoy. So we've got 78 comedians that are going to come up here.
Today we're going to speak with Lee Allen from Mr. A Productions. Lee is the producer of the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. We have links to get the CD on iTunes at normalaudiostash.com. We played tons of clips from the CD. Lee, welcome here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash today.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm pleased to be here.
Lee, it's great to speak with you today. Like I was saying, we've had a lot of fun laughing along to the Pot's Greatest Hits CD here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. First, tell us where the idea for the album came from and how you pulled all the comics together.
My partners and I produced a show called The Marijuana Logs. And that show was created by Doug Benson, Arj Barker, and Tony Kameen. And that show, we first booked it in comedy clubs across the country, and then we got it off-Broadway for a year. And now we're in a national tour. And Tommy Chong is doing some of those shows with us. And during the success of the Marijuana Logs, my partners and I said, hey, I bet there are a lot of comics that have a funny bit or a funny couple of stories about pot. What if we put together an entire album just of everybody's best pot material? And that is how the album came together.
Lee, was it easy or tough to find pot comedy out there for the album?
Actually, it was relatively easy. I would say the amount of percentage of comics who probably have smoked pot in their life is probably at the 99% level. And the amount of comics that do smoke pot on some sort of regular basis is probably in the 90% level. So it was not a difficult thing to find comics that actually had something to say on the subject of marijuana.
And Lee, do you think that comedy has a social justice aspect to it? That this CD and having not just stoners but everyone laugh at this opens up a dialogue about marijuana?
I think it does. I think, you know, one of the great opportunities that comedy gives our society is the ability to look at any subject and spoken about in an honest, clever, humorous way does open dialogue about it and can take some subjects that people might normally feel are taboo and open them up for public discussion.
And comedy, especially performance comedy or stand-up, is really not as easy as it seems, is it?
Well, having dragged my butt across crisscrossing the country for 14 years, I would have to say no, it's not easy. It's, you know, I tell people it's not unlike many other things that you try and do at an excellent level. It's about trial and error. It's about making mistakes. It's about getting kicked in the groin 10,000 times and trying to get up 10,000 times. And it's just a matter of writing an unbelievable amount of jokes and testing them out and throwing out the bad ones and keeping the good ones. And all of a sudden you have 5 minutes of material and then 10 and then half an hour. And, you know, you work your way up to an hour where you can, you know, headline shows. It's a very long and difficult process.
Lee, the Marijuana Logs and the Pot's Greatest Hits CD are things that really have kind of an activist angle to them. Do you think this is a way for creative people to be involved with social change, to make work like this?
That's true. The Marijuana Logs, I think somewhat obviously, is a parody of the Vagina Monologues. Instead of women talking about vaginas, it's guys talking about pot. And for Pot's Greatest Hits, we wanted to do something a little bit more than just have, here's another comic with a bit, here's another comic with a bit. Pot's Greatest Hits is a concept album in that we try to invite the audience to a party, to come to a marijuana party with some of the funniest comics in the country. So when you listen to the beginning of the CD, you'll hear that people are actually, Doug Benson, who hosts the CD for us, he's actually coming to a party. You can hear him walking in, and then you can hear him going into a room at the party. So on that particular album, we wanted to try and create something that was more than just a bunch of cuts of comics doing bits about marijuana. We wanted to invite the audience to a party.
Lee, many of the folks on the album show a lot of sophistication about the politics of marijuana and sort of the daily plight of American pot smokers. Since so many of them are based out in Los Angeles, do you think the past 10 years of Proposition 215 has helped people gain a sophistication about this topic?
I think it's starting to have that. You know, right now out in California, the gray market of selling marijuana is a growing one. It is truly a business. the laws of supply and demand are taking effect in that there are many, some in the San Fernando Valley, there are many dispensaries out there, and they are starting now to fight over customers, and you're seeing prices vary because of the number of dispensaries that are opening up. So comedically, I think that most comics are only now really becoming aware of this growing semi-legal market out here in California. So I think in the next few years, you will start hearing more and more marijuana comedy bits about this growing marketplace.
Lee, stoners tend to laugh more than everyone else. So when you're out there on stage, do you spy out the stoners in the audience to get them to laugh?
I think the stoners tend to gravitate toward the comics who are obviously marijuana-friendly comics. So I think we are starting to find very specific audiences, and they are some of the best laughers out there because they understand and relate to every single joke. But I will say this, literally everybody, if they have not smoked pot, they know someone who smokes pot. Whether they like pot, whether they don't like pot, they know someone or love someone or have somebody close to them in their life who smokes pot on a regular basis. So I think it's really becoming far less of a taboo. And I'm speaking really mostly of California in general. I think true in the country in general, but in California in general, it's because of all the dispensaries that have opened up now, it is just a very, very common, you know, it's like saying, let's go have a beer. Let's go smoke a joint. It is not this, ooh, you know, we have to go hide around the corner type of thing as much as it is in other places.
There's also a DVD with the Pot's Greatest Hit CD. Lee, tell us about what folks will see on that DVD.
We put together, I guess it's a short film, a documentary short film. It's almost all the same comics. Instead of doing their, quote, stand-up bits on the DVD, what we put together was a compilation of their true personal stoner stories. And I've gotten such great reaction. People have told me how much they've enjoyed the DVD, which is really free. If you purchase the CD, the DVD is free. They're both packaged together in the jewel case. And it's guys who have gotten busted. Guys who, you know, had to sneak from their parents. There are so many different and unique stories on the DVD, and it's really just a great, fun, free part of the CD package.
So you think it's important for people to talk about their personal experiences with marijuana, not be so underground about it all?
I think that's critically important that, you know, comics, actors who are in the public eye, who are extremely successful. And most of the comics on the CD and on the DVD, these are really very heavyweight guys, extremely successful guys. In fact, that was some of the comments that I got from people listening to the CD and the DVD, is that, wow, these guys, you know, who are partying, if not all the time, on a very frequent basis, are extremely successful, and they get high, and they're out there in the public, both on film and television, but, you know, as a live performer as well. And I think that does help, you know, lessen the lies that the government has been shoving down our throat for the last 50 years.
Lee Allen is the producer of the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. Lee, I cannot thank you enough for joining us here today and for the CD itself, but thanks again for joining us here on the Audio Stash today.
I really appreciate it. And just so you and the listeners know that I am donating all of my performing royalties to Normal. So as a performer, I am making nothing off this, and it's my total pleasure to be able to do that for Normal.
Lee Allen making his own contribution to Normal. You can find the website for the CD at potsgreatesthits.com, and we have links to purchase the CD on iTunes at normalaudiostash.com.
This next guy is always so serious, but he's just another goofy comic. This set was recorded at the Funny Bone in Boise, Idaho. Here's Lee Allen.
And Frank, I'm one of the very few people in America who believes that Bill Clinton did not inhale any marijuana. Well, the reason I believe this is because I'm quite certain that Bill knows that if you bake it in brownies, you get a much better buzz. And everybody who's laughing knows too. Now, Now, last year in California, we passed some very unique legislation. We passed Proposition 215, the legalization of marijuana for medical purposes. Yeah. Now, I voted yes on 215 because I believe that if you're sick, you're entitled to use anything to feel better. I also voted yes because I believe that God put it on the earth for us to use. Not for us to abuse, but for us to use. In fact, I'm pretty sure he put it on the earth on day six. That's why seven just crashed, kicked back, nothing really got done at all. Well, let's be honest, if we put it on the earth on day two, we wouldn't have half the shit we have now.
Doug Benson is a writer and comedian who can be seen often on Comedy Central. He's also co-writer of the hit touring show The Marijuana Logs and host of the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. It's a great privilege to have him here on the Audio Stash today. Doug, welcome here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Thank you for having me.
Doug, again, it's just great to have you here on the program. We've all had so much fun listening to the Pot's Greatest Hits CD clips. My first question for you today, though, is you're out there touring with the Marijuana Logs. What's your favorite thing about the audience for those shows?
Well, it's one thing that's great about them is that they could, they could see the show more than once because chances are they don't remember anything that happened either time. So they could, the repeat viewing is there, which is very exciting. And they're also just, they're nice. They're friendly crowds. It's a lot of shows we do. It's more like a pot rally rather than a comedy show because everybody hoots and hollers and applauds, their approval of, all the points that we make in the show about how, it's ridiculous that pot isn't legal and isn't more accepted, especially considering that most people at this point, are trying it or have tried it and, everyone's going to college, so all those college students, they if they haven't tried it, there's a reason behind it, they've got some other sort of problem they need to work out.
And also, one of the amazing things about seeing the Marijuana Logs is the just pure sincerity of the performance. I'm sure the audience responds to that as well, this dialogue that comes straight from the heart.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, obviously we joke it up quite a bit, we add like silly little things that pot smokers would think of and appreciate, but the basic stories and the basic ideas are all how we actually feel about things and what we want to get out there when discussing. We don't want to do any of the, like, when we wrote the show, we intentionally, the word man and the word dude were nowhere in the script. Like, there's nowhere where it was written in. And then as time went on, we found places where it was fun to say those things because, that's the reason everybody says it is because it's actually, it's fun to call somebody dude, especially a lady. So, now it's crept back into the show, and sometimes Arj does this one monologue where he just says dude, like, sometimes he'll say it 50 times within one monologue. He'll just, way overdo it.
Doug, you're out there as a working comic, just constantly traveling and doing stand-up. Is it a fun job?
I think it's, for me, it's, fortunately, it's easy for me. I mean, it's work in that you do have to apply yourself and, think about things and pay attention to what's going on in the world, but it's just so rewarding to think of some stupid thing and then say it in front of people and have them respond that it's like, I always say that the 20 to 45 minutes that I'm on stage are probably the 20 to 45 best minutes of my day on a daily basis. I just love being on stage. I don't like being on stage for a really long time. Like some comics will go on and on. I would never do that. I'm not that interested in my own words. But I would, I'd love to have the opportunity to go on for at least, 20 or 30 minutes, every night I want to for the rest of my existence. I don't think I'll ever get sick of it.
And as you said, the Marijuana Logs is about saying something as well as having a good laugh. Do you think this is a way to win the issue, to have creative people out there making work around the subject rather than, say, smoking pot in their spare time and never addressing it in their work?
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that, there's, like, I'm in Vegas this week performing, and every night during the show I say, who here smokes pot? And it's it's funny how few of the people that do will admit to it. But as the show goes on, you can see more and more people, like, they'll be laughing at something where I know clearly they're laughing because they know what it feels like to be high. And I'll just look at them like, you didn't clap earlier, you liar. You know, like it's almost like, you know, I'm like, you know, some gay dudes want to out every celebrity, you know? And that's how I am about pot smokers. I want every pot smoker to just admit that they smoke pot, because the numbers would be staggering if everyone could just step forward and say, I smoke pot. All the laws would change just because we'd have all the votes. You know, but so many people just, you know, are so quiet about it, and you know, you can't really blame them, because it's it's nice to just get high in your home and not worry too much about getting in trouble. You know, like, if you just keep a low profile, it's something you can certainly get away with.
Also, it must take a lot of guts to do this type of act out there, even in Vegas. You know, people think of Vegas as Sin City, but Vegas can be full of church groups, believe it or not, on some days, folks.
Oh, absolutely. It's a strange place in that it's like it tries to cater to families, but it's also, you know, most of the entertainment is adult-oriented, you know. And so my stand-up comedy, you know, works okay in Vegas because, you know, it is a chance for people to kind of let loose and laugh about pot and about, you know, the other things I talk about, which is mostly just, you know, drugs and sex and alcohol. Like, I have a pretty adult act, so, like, you know, it's fun for these adults to just sort of cut loose and, you know, enjoy it in Vegas. But there's, you know, certainly a lot of kind of squares sitting in the audience looking at me like they just don't get it from beginning to end, you know. And I sometimes keep saying joke after joke and looking at that person waiting for them to crack, you know, because I figure eventually I'll say something that'll make them laugh, you know. And, you know, it's interesting. It's everywhere I go, the reaction is different. Like, some cities, the comedy club crowds are so young that when I say who smokes pot, they all just hoot and holler and go nuts, you know, because I think the younger generation has grown to feel like, even though it's illegal, it's something that, you know, they shouldn't be ashamed of or pretend they don't do, you know. And they're probably also drunk at the time, so they're going to yell out.
Doug, that's really interesting. You're out there seeing that generational shift out there from the baby boomers, who often say, you know, I smoked pot in the 60s, but I don't smoke pot anymore, to this younger generation who perhaps have some pride about pot smoking.
Yeah, well, also, college kids aren't like, they're not being drug tested yet, you know? So they, you know, they're at that age where they're drinking and they're smoking pot and they're having a great time doing it, and, you know, they're not shy about it.
And Doug, I have to ask, do you see comedy as a form of activism?
Oh, absolutely, because if you're in somebody's ear about anything, and especially if you say it in a way that's memorable, then your message is going to get passed on. In my case, it's just usually dumb jokes, you know, that people might tell one another. But if it's about pot, and, you know, even if it's a joke that, you know, makes fun of the, you know, things that happen to us when we smoke, it's we all have experienced it. It's like no one goes, that doesn't really happen. You know, they're cliches because they happen. And but we can have the cliches and also, you know, add to that with our own, you know, I'm just trying to bring my own spin to everything and make it as personal as possible, you know?
Doug, you're based out there in L.A., and I have to ask how much the changes in California with Prop 215, SB 420, and all the medical marijuana dispensaries, how much has that medical access out there changed the attitudes on the West Coast?
Well, it's certainly changed the attitude of the people that go out and get a license and go to the dispensaries. I mean, whenever I run into someone that's done that, like I have, you have so much to talk about. It's like housewives finding out that they both watch the same soap opera. You know, like just talking about which dispensaries you go to and what the prices are at certain ones and where they're cool and where it's a little bit more uptight and, you know, all the different things, the variables that go into this new business of having a dispensary. It's just fascinating to talk about, and it's exciting and it's fun, but it's kind of also like it's like being in Fight Club or something. You know, you kind of, there's not that much to say about it to people who don't belong, except, you know, why don't you belong? You know, why don't you go get your recommendation, because this is fantastic and you're missing out, you know. But it just sort of doesn't feel like it feels like when I bring it up on stage, there's still most of the people in the audience not only don't have a license, but also still don't really believe that it's possible. I did a morning radio show in Boise, Idaho, and the morning crew was like a youngish, you know, pot top 40 radio DJs, you know, in a small, you know, smallish market who were, you know, seemed like pretty cool people. Like they recognized me and knew some of the stuff that I had done. And when we started talking about pot and I told them I had my, recommendation for medical marijuana, their mouths were hanging open like they couldn't believe that there was such a thing. And then I whipped it out of my pocket and showed it to them because I carry it with me at all times like a good enslaved pot smoker, enslaved by the system. And, they just couldn't believe it. They were just stunned. And they're in morning radio where, you know, all those people do is talk about everything that's going on in the media and the world. I just don't think it's gotten enough attention yet to really, get everybody to react accordingly, which is to, you know, allow these laws to continue. And that's the great thing about Nevada is that, this is a medical marijuana, medical marijuana state. So that's another kind of weird thing about this state is that I do believe it's still, if you don't have your recommendation, I believe it's probably still a pretty heavy crime.
And doing shows like the Marijuana Logs, do you sort of inadvertently out pot smokers during the performance sometimes?
Yeah, well, I did a show recently in Miami where there was, like, it was a company party came down to the comedy show, and they just happened to get a show about, featuring a guy who talks a lot about pot, and they all work for this company where they're all drug tested. And the way I found that out is after the show, two of the guys from the company came up to buy my CD, and I said, hey, you guys are pot smokers. Why didn't you, yell out when I asked where the pot smokers were? And they both went, dude, keep it down. Our boss is here, and we get drug tested.
Oh, wow.
And they were buying the Marijuana Log CD. So that's, that's really what disturbs me the most about the whole issue of medical marijuana or marijuana in general is just that no one should be lose their job or go to jail for using it for whatever reason they're using it for.
Doug, again, you're out there performing constantly. When can folks see you live next?
Well, let's see. I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco the week between Christmas and New Year's. And then New Year's Eve, I'm playing in a show with a bunch of other comics, including Arj Barker from the Marijuana Logs. We're going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater in San Francisco on New Year's Eve. And then I've just got stuff coming up next year all over the country. I'm going to be doing some shows. We're going to be doing some more Marijuana Log shows. We're doing three nights at a comedy club called Comics in January in New York City. And that'll be the return for the first time in quite a while of the original cast of the show performing in New York again together. And I got tons of stuff going on. It's ridiculous. People can go to my MySpace page if they want to. I get pictures and names of people every day on my friends list that are clearly pot smokers. And there was some girl today I think named Chronica or something like that. And so you can get in touch with me on MySpace, and that's where I kind of say where my shows are and what's going on. And
right on. And what do you think of the whole MySpace phenomena? Has it been good for comics being up there?
It's a good thing for pot comics, I can tell you that much, because when I announce I'm going to a city, I promptly get a message from someone telling me that I need to get ready to be smoked out when I get there. And they usually come through. Occasionally they're going to forget, what are you going to do? It happens. But most of the time they come through, and I always say pot smokers are the nicest people.
Definitely, definitely. Doug, I can't thank you enough for taking time to join us here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Thanks again for joining us here.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
Doug Benson is a writer and comedian who can be seen often on Comedy Central. He's the co-writer of the hit touring show The Marijuana Logs and host of the Pot's Greatest Hit CD. We have links to Doug's MySpace page as well as links you can use to buy Pot's Greatest Hits up on iTunes up at normalaudiostash.com.
This song goes out to Jerry Garcia and Bob Marley. All my friends are stoners, lighting up all of the time. Everybody has a mason jar. Can you guess what I put in mine? We all go to Jamaica once or twice a year to smoke big blunts with the Rasta man and drink ice cold Red Stripe beers. All of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. Listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.